wish.
Study published Thursday in the New England Journal of Medicine. Psychologists at Cornell University have discovered that the average person, while ostensibly appearing to be normal and mentally sound in their day-to-day lives, immediately becomes a deranged psychotic when alone at home.
NASA has a history of launching space, but
recent substantial.
This photo was taken during the launch of NASA's Lady Rocket
Markets
last Friday.
Markets went into a frenzy today after the price of money suddenly skyrocketed to $90 a dollar. Onion reporter spoke to economics professor Mark Cosgrave about the soaring cost of U.S. currency and the impact of increasingly unpredictable dollar-to-dollar rates.
Right now, money prices are steeply rising.
There are hundreds of subjects with successful careers, numerous friends, and loving families. Perfectly normal. But as soon as they were at their homes by themselves, they began presenting behavior consistent with those suffering from dementia, schizophrenia, and various other acute mental illnesses.
But its most recent attempt appears to have been an accident. This photo was taken during the launch of NASA's Lady Rocket last Friday. The frog on the left appears to have been frightened by the noise and jumped at the opportunity for the ultimate photobomb. Is it real, though? NASA says yes.
Researchers illustrated the study's findings with footage of 29-year-old test subject Brian Temple, who, despite having a steady job and maintaining an ordinary social life, exhibited increasingly erratic and unstable activity from the moment he was alone in his apartment, including dancing in his kitchen to no music whatsoever.
Mars these days. Everyone wants to go there, it seems. The latest team, a Dutch outfit calling itself Mars One, turned up in New York on Monday, super keen to hear from you if you fancy a life on the red planet.
Are you willing to take the risk to leave everything behind to be one of the first four Mars astronauts?
Mars One says anyone can apply, and apparently 10,000 people from 100 countries have already expressed interest via email.
I would describe my sense of humor as ridiculous. And all-inclusive.
He may not find it quite so funny when he learns he won't be coming back. Nor will anyone, for that matter. Mars One's offer is one way only.
Making grotesque faces in the mirror for extended periods of time and seemingly having conversations with no one in particular.
What do you want me to do?
Brian showed much of the psychotic behavior that epitomizes this phenomenon. For example, between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., he paced through his entire kitchen four separate times and opened the refrigerator on 12 different occasions. He eventually ate nothing. These bizarre activities were prevalent in everyone we monitored. leading us to believe that all human beings are, in private, severely unbalanced. Honestly, these people display conduct so utterly unhinged and irrational that it is likely dangerous to ever have them leave their homes.
Hi there, my name is Stefan Günther, I'm 44 years young, I'm from Germany, and I want to go to Mars because I'm some kind of a space maniac.
Clearly, getting on with your fellow Mars maniacs is going to be a big part of this mission. Even though there'll be only four astronauts to begin with, the aim is for two more to blast off every year, men and women, with a sense of adventure.
I deliberately set my life goals beyond all comfort zones, just to see what it is, to take action and to reach those goals, setting up new ones as I go.
Mars One says sending the first four people to Mars will cost a cool $6 billion, a ton of cash, but think of the money from the TV rights alone. They're even planning a reality TV show to whittle down the contenders.
An official from the Wallace Mid-Atlantic, the regional spaceport, has confirmed the photo is real. He says the launch site is near a small pool of water that froggies like to frequent.
It's actually not too surprising that a frog would be hopping near the Wallops Island spaceport. It happens to be right next to a 3,000-acre wildlife refuge.
In their day-to-day lives, immediately becomes a deranged psychotic when alone at home.
We have observed hundreds of subjects with successful careers, numerous friends, and loving families. Perfectly normal. But as soon as they were at their homes by themselves, they began presenting behavior consistent with those suffering from dementia, schizophrenia, and various other acute mental illnesses.
Researchers illustrated the study's findings with footage of 29-year-old test subject Brian Temple, who, despite having a steady job and maintaining an ordinary social life, exhibited increasingly erratic and unstable activity from the moment he was alone in his apartment, including dancing in his kitchen to no music whatsoever.
Around the country. People's ability to protect their privacy online. The New York Times writes, quote, the NSA has circumvented or cracked much of the encryption or digital scrambling that guards global commerce and banking systems, protects sensitive data like trade secrets and medical records, and automatically secures the emails, web searches, internet chats, and phone calls of Americans and others around the world. Security experts say the NSA program undermines the fabric of the internet. The revelations are based on documents from the NSA and its British counterpart, GCHQ, leaked by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden.
The documents also show the NSA spends $250 million a year on a program which, among other goals, works with technology companies to covertly influence their product designs. The NSA has also been deliberately weakening the international encryption standards adopted by developers. And according to the documents, a GCHQ team has reportedly been working to develop ways into encrypted traffic on the big four service providers, named as Hotmail, Google, Yahoo, and Facebook.
It's going to be a democratic process where the world decides who goes to Mars.
If all this sounds a tad familiar, it is. Last February, Denis Tito, the man who paid the Russians $20 million to become the world's first space tourist, came to Washington, D.C. to announce his own plans for Mars. Tito wants to fly a husband and wife team over the planet in 2018. Like Mars One, Tito has yet to acquire a rocket, a living capsule, or enough funds, and neither can he guarantee the happy couple won't get skin cancer, disappear forever into a black hole, or burn up on re-entry to Earth. But
and opposite ill-thought-out hypothetical statement, according to Newton's theory of relative stupidity. But what kind of Magoo-esque accidental genius could bumble their way into diplomatic success? Hello!
Another dimension. Hey, listen, this is Furious George signing in, taking over the airwaves. DJ Nice Mike and DJ Ed Abbey here. We are chilling, doing our micro-powered thing, spotlighting who knows what tonight. If you like what you're hearing, go to wcomfm.org, something like that. Check out the radio. You can also check out Furious G at furiousg.blogspot.com, where you can learn more about our old shows and stuff, and support micro-powered radio however you can, especially doing what you're doing right now, including those of you who might be offended. You might need to turn off your radio. For everyone else, we're going to get crazy with a little Bass Nectar mix or two tonight. He's got a new album out. He's coming through town relatively soon, and some other crazy stuff. Only news you're going to hear on the Furious George Show. Stick around. I'm furious.
No signs of slowing down. This morning alone, the price of dollars nearly tripled, with 1 cent worth approximately $6. That's exponentially higher than even a week ago when money was trading at roughly $53 on the dollar. To put it bluntly, we're now in the midst of a national economic crisis. If markets aren't controlled, we could soon see money going for as high as $160 a dollar, and one American dollar won't be worth so much as two dimes.
According to Cosgrave, the abrupt spike in dollar prices initially caused many Americans to hold on to their money, hoping that the $90 cost of dollars would soon dip back down. But as prices continued to climb, investors panicked and began purchasing as much money as possible, prompting interest rates to reach as high as 5.8% on all dollar investments greater than $1,000.
Americans should avoid spending their money on U.S. currency until prices stabilize at a more affordable $60 or even $65 a dollar.
Presenting Kerry's slam dunk case for why we absolutely, positively must attack Syria, he inadvertently may have found an internationally acceptable peaceful resolution.
Is there anything at this point that his government could do or offer that would stop an attack?
Sure. He could turn over every single bit of
his chemical weapons if we avoided a war and got a dictator to give up his chemical weapons.
This strengthens Russia and humiliates the United States.
Now, Vladimir Putin has filled the leadership gap.
I think Lindsey Graham's on the tape saying that the Russians have played us like a fiddle.
They're now the new cop of the world, and we're not. It's despicable.
Now, have we handed the power back over to the shirtless Putin?
Okay, two things. I don't really understand. Oh, Putin gets the credit. If we caught Charlie Manson, who gives a who gets the collar? And I get that Fox opposes the Syria peace plan because its modus operandi is to foment dissent in the form of a relentless and irrational contrarianism to Barack Obama and all things democratic to advance its ultimate objective of creating deliberately misinformed body politic whose fear, anger, mistrust, and discontent is the mana upon which it sustains its parasitic succubus-like existence. And, I blacked out for a second. Was I saying something?
From the Attractive Girls Union, which is still refusing to enter talks with Mike Greenman. For months now, the Attractive Girls Union has declined to negotiate with Mr. Greenman or even smile back at him when he smiles at them in a bar. Let's go live to that press conference now.
Girls Union has resolved to continue ignoring Mike Greenman and will remain firm on that stance until such a time as Mike starts dressing better or at least gets rid of that goatee. Although it is clear Mike is very eager to come to the bargaining table with us, at this juncture, we cannot negotiate with an individual who stares at us for half an hour before coming over to tell us he likes our shoes and then stands there awkwardly.
music with Mars instead.
In a totally normal move, Czeslaw called his wife, vowed revenge if she didn't come back, and then lit a fire in the basement and threw two gas cylinders on it. Whoa, this dude loves picnics more than his stuff. I'd so much rather eat outdoors once than indoors ever again. Czeslaw Kaminski, 2015. Unfortunately for Czeslaw, he didn't get out of the house in time, probably because he couldn't find his beloved picnic blanket and was caught in the blast he started for almost no reason. He was airlifted to the hospital and is alive, but in critical condition.
Who's fit to treat depression? Well, more than 350 million people across the globe suffer from depression. That's according to the World Health Organization. According to Professor Nutt's research, psilocybin, the hallucinogenic ingredient in magic mushrooms, has the power to switch off a front part of the brain which is overactive in depression.
Wants to fly a husband and wife team over the planet in 2018. Like Mars One, Tito has yet to acquire a rocket, a living capsule, or enough funds, and neither can he guarantee the happy couple won't get skin cancer, disappear forever into a black hole, or burn up on re-entry to Earth. But at least he's planning to try to bring them back.
You'll see.
As you can imagine, skeptics abound for both these projects, Tito's and Mars One.
I have no doubt that we can get people to Mars, so physically place a human being there. Whether they'll be alive on arrival or how long they'll actually last, I'm a lot more sceptical about.
It's possible Mars One will get to colonise the Red Planet by 2023. It's a great adventure, and in these troubled times, it's good to dream.
Well, for more, we're joined by Democracy Now! Video stream by Glenn Greenwald of The Guardian, co-author of the new article, U.S. and U.K. Spy Agencies Defeat Privacy and Security on the Internet.
They are trying to break the codes of encryption to let them get access to everything, but they're forcing the companies that provide the encryption services to put backdoors into their programs, which means, again, that not only the NSA, but all sorts of hackers and other governments and all kinds of ill-motivated people can have a weakness to exploit, a vulnerability to exploit in these systems, which makes the entire internet insecure for everybody. And the fact that it's all being done as usual with no transparency or accountability makes this very newsworthy.
But Glenn, going back to the mid-1990s in the Clinton administration, when the government tried to establish these back doors into communications on the internet. There was a public debate and a rejection of this. What has happened since then now in terms of how the NSA operates?
Right. It's interesting. If you go back to the mid-90s, that debate was really spawned by the attack on Oklahoma City, which the Clinton administration, on the Oklahoma City courthouse by Timothy McVeigh, which the Clinton administration immediately exploited to try and demand that every single form of computer security or human communication on the internet be vulnerable to government intrusion, that it all, that there be no encryption to which the governments didn't have the key. And as you said, a combination of public backlash and industry pressure led to a rejection of that proposal, and the industries were particularly incensed by it because they said if you put back doors into this technology, it'll make it completely vulnerable. If anyone gets that key, if anybody figures out how to crack it, it'll mean that there's no security anymore on the internet.
Even CNN's Chris Cuomo seemed disappointed with the turn of events.
A Russian proposal to have Syria hand over its chemical weapons could change what the president has to say, could change the entire debate, but should it?
Should it? Yeah, on the one hand, geopolitical reality just shifted 100%, but on the other hand, we built this graphic.
Do you think I'm afraid?
You'll see.
As you can imagine, and skeptics abound for both these projects.
When its most recent attempt of been an accident. This photo was taken during the launch of NASA's Lady rocket last Friday. The frog on the left appears to have been frightened by the noise and jumped at the opportunity for the ultimate photobomb.
Fancy games.
we made the secret price to seek advice. How to keep your life? Can it be changed? Back by freedom's rights and with peaceful vibes. Can't get peaceful pipes. I'll make your family's name.
Faces in the mirror for extended periods of time and seemingly having conversations with no one in particular.
You want me to do? It's ridiculous.
Brian showed much of the psychotic behavior that epitomizes this phenomenon. For example, between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., he paced through his entire kitchen 4 separate times and opened the refrigerator on 12 different occasions.
Great if I only went like that. According to a new British survey, the average single dude only changes his bed sheets 4 times a year. But I'm slow. Like, that's basically once every 6 months. And guys are 18 to 25, who are 18 to 25, are the guiltiest when it comes to grubby beds. Meanwhile, couples change their sheets much more often, averaging once every 2 weeks. And anyway, you know who else rejects hygiene?
A bit. Bad.
Petos and Mars One.
I have no doubt that we can get people to Mars, so physically place a human being there. Whether they'll be alive on arrival or how long they'll actually last, I'm a lot more skeptical about.
It's possible Mars One will get to colonize the red planet by 2023. It's a great adventure, and in these troubled times, it's good to dream. Patience in that. John Terrett out.
Could you either serve or fight? That's clear. Now get going. park for Lance!
Save your shit till the boat gets here!
Lance! I'll bet you can't wait to get out there!
What?
See how they break both ways? One guy can break right, one left simultaneous! What do you think of that?
Bill, I think we gotta wait for the tide to come up!
Hey, Lance, come here, look, look!
It's coming!
President Obama has just led us into a humiliating defeat.
Defeat? Who did we lose to? Sanity?
Strengthens Russia and humiliates the United States.
Now, Vladimir Putin has filled the leadership gap.
I think Lindsey Graham's on the tape saying that the Russians have played us like a fiddle.
They're now the new top of the world, and we're not. It's despicable.
He handed the power back over to the shirtless Putin.
espouses the Syria peace plan because its modus operandi is to foment dissent in the form of a relentless and irrational contrarianism to Barack Obama and all things democratic to advance its ultimate objective of creating deliberately misinformed body politic. Fear, anger, mistrust, and discontent is the mana upon which it sustains its parasitic, succubus-like existence. And, I blacked out for a second. Was I saying something?
psilocybin are illegal in the UK, where it's been classified as a class A substance. That means it's seen as a most dangerous drug. Well, Professor David Nutt joins us now in the studio. He's president of the British Neuroscience Association and a professor at Imperial College.
You'll see.
As you can imagine, skeptics abound for both these projects, Tito's and Mars One.
I have no doubt that we can get people to Mars, so physically place a human being there.
Brilliant.
How this would work.
Exactly right.
It wasn't written by me, it was helped by a producer. You're having trouble. You now have £500,000 to go ahead with the trials. Explain to us what's stopping that from going on.
The problem is that because this drug is called a controlled drug, you need a special license to hold it, to manufacture it, to use it. These licenses cost quite a bit of money. They take a year to get.
Unhinged and irrational, it is likely dangerous to ever have them leave their homes.
I mean, I'm not afraid to serve this place! I'll serve this fucking place! Where are you, soldiers?
Big Duke 6. God damn it! I'm on the tree line. Big Duke 6, Roger, 113, standby.
So world famous.
Don't worry, we'll have this place cleaned up and ready for us in the Jiffy Saw, don't you worry!
It has been torn asunder, to say the least.
Get your people back, head down. This is gonna be a big one.
Come in the morning.
Spaceport has confirmed the photo is real. He says the launch site is near a small pool of water that froggies like to frequent.
For more on this story, check this. According to a groundbreaking new study published Thursday in the New England Journal of Medicine, psychologists at Cornell University have discovered that the average person, while ostensibly appearing to be normal and mentally sound in their day-to-day lives, immediately becomes a deranged psychotic when alone at home.
I discovered that companies that I thought would be able to make the drug for me don't have the licenses, so that's delaying us by a long time in cost.
Disappointed with the kind of events.
A Russian proposal to have Syria hand over its chemical weapons could change what the president has to say. Could change the entire debate, but should it?
Should it?
Yeah, on the one hand, geopolitical reality just shifted 100%, but on the other hand, and we built this graphic.
Big one.
hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking thing about it. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smelled like...
victory.
But as soon as they were at their homes by themselves, they began presenting behavior consistent with those suffering from dementia, schizophrenia, and various other acute mental illnesses.
Research.
All right, everybody. Hey, this is the Furious George Show. Going to be signing off here. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 103.5. Micropowered community-based radio. I'm here with DJ Nice Mike, little Eddie Abbey, and here's Truly Furious George signing off. I'll be back next week. We're going to still spin some more fun stuff and have a little bit of fun for a little bit. So who knows what's going to happen. If you want to hear more about the old shows, go to furiousg.blogspot.com or check out wcomfm.org. There in the background is Low End Theory's DJ Take Mix. Number 14, and we also had a lot of stuff from Bass Nectar, including his brand new song and some other fun stuff. If you want to learn more about it, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. Stick around for more Micro Radio. I'm furious.
wow, 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 wow,